It was playoff Tuesday yesterday with boys and girls soccer and boys tennis running throughout the region. We start off with boys soccer in Class 3A at Munster, where Morton was a 2-0 winner over the host school Mustangs. Knoll knocked off East Chicago 4-1. The defending champs win at Valparaiso with Chesterton knocking off Hobart 5-0. Crown Point beats Hobart 6-1. Now for girls playoff soccer, Munster beat Highland 4-0, Crown Point over Lake Central 3-2. In the Hobart sectionals, Chesterton 12, Merrillville 0, Portage wins 5-2 over Hobart. In the Hanover Central sectional, West Lafayette beats Hanover Central 7-0, Lowell was a 1-0 winner over Kankakee Valley. Class 1A sectional at Boone Grove, Andrian beats Knoll 5-2. The boys' tennis regionals ran yesterday, and spoiler alert, no big surprises in the Munster Regional. More on that later, but let's say we move on now to football and the Hobart Breakies. And remember how they started their season? Not very well. They were 0-2 to kick things off and haven't lost a game since. They're 5-2 after a shutout win over Highland last Friday night. We had Hobart lineman Sean Underdahl on Lakeshore game night, and we talked to him about the game plan behind the Breakies' comeback.
We have a good game plan going into every game. We know how to focus up at practice, just be able to compete to the best of our level, and just be a team and be a family. So our defense is pretty stellar right now.
The Breaks will try to up their winning streak to 6 in a row at home against Munster Friday night. Now, as promised, let's talk boys tennis regional action, and it was a clean sweep for both Munster and Crown Point. The Mustangs beat Morton. The Bulldogs eliminated Merrillville, both by 5-0 scores. The two winners play today for the championship. Big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school scores, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.